This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 10th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 10. It says there, "What shall I do, Lord?" I asked, end of quote. Our today's insight is the second question Saul of Tarsus asked Jesus Christ, who appeared to him on his way to Damascus to arrest the Christians and bring them back to Jerusalem to put them in prison. As he was nearing to Damascus, a light from heaven flashed around him. Saul fell to the ground and lost his eyesight. The first question he asked was, "Who are you, Lord?" He heard the voice, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," end of quote. The second question Saul, who would become Apostle Paul, asked Jesus was this, "What shall I do, Lord?" I believe you should ask these two questions to the Lord. The first question everyone must ask is, "Who are you, Lord?" I'm sure you heard about Jesus before, but you may not know the truth about him as of yet. Did you ever ask this question, "Who are you, Lord?" If you have asked this question from your heart, he will answer you to your question. Jesus is the Savior of the whole world, who gave his life and blood as a ransom for all of your sins to make you reconciled with God the Father. God the Father sent his only begotten Son Jesus to this world to die in your place for all of your sins and crime. Thereby, you can be saved from all your sins and shortcomings and go to heaven to live with God and Jesus when you close your eyes here on this earth. Beloved, once you are saved by accepting Christ as your Savior and Lord, you must ask the second question. "Lord Jesus, you died for me. You forgave my sins. You saved me. You are my Savior. You are my Lord. You are now my Master. You gave me eternal life. I know you have a plan for my life. What shall I do, Lord, with my life from now on?" Did you ever ask this question? The simple and the right question all believers in Christ must ask is, "What shall I do with my life, Lord?" Beloved, Saul, a persecutor and the enemy of Christians and Jesus Christ, understood he was wrong in persecuting the Christians. He realized Jesus Christ was the Savior and Lord of his life. He realized that God sent Jesus to save him, to die in his place for all of his sins and crimes. He came to know that God grants eternal life with him in heaven when we believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, as our Savior and Lord. His life turned around when he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Master. Now, as a logical next step, he asked, "What shall I do, Lord?" A great question. Jesus answered his question. Jesus said to him, "Get up and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do." Chapter 22, verse 10b. You see, God already had assigned plans for his life. Do you know if you are a believer in Christ, God has assigned plans for your life? It all begins with the question, "What shall I do, Lord?" God will reveal his plans for your life, just like he revealed his plans to Saul, who became an Apostle Paul. Many believers do not ask this second question, and they are living a life without purpose. They are unable to fulfill God's plan simply because they never bothered to ask and get an answer from the Lord. Beloved, we know Lord commanded Ananias to visit Saul. Ananias stood beside Saul and said, "Brother Saul, receive your sight." At the same moment, Saul was able to see again. Then Ananias said, "The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be the witness to all people of what you have seen and heard." Ananias asked Saul to get up and be baptized and wash away his sins, and which immediately Saul obeyed. Acts chapter 22, 12-16. Beloved, Lord Jesus revealed his plan to Saul in Acts chapter 22, verse 21. "Then the Lord said to me, 'Go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles,'" end of quote. the Lord gave this unique purpose to go to Gentiles to spread the gospel was apparently because of his circumstances, the animosity of Jews because of his conversion to Christianity. Acts chapter 22, verse 19. Saul conducted missionary journeys in many countries, planted churches, and numerous people came to believe in Jesus. He wrote 13 epistles, which became part of the New Testament section of the Bible. You see, Paul wrote just before his departure. Before his death, he wrote this: I am already being poured out like a drink offering for the name of Jesus Christ and his gospel. And the time of my departure is near. Then he wrote, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. End of quote. 2 Timothy 4, 6 to 8. Beloved, God has an assignment for your life. God has a race for you. Ask him as Saul did, what shall I do, Lord? He will answer your question and reveal his unique plan for your life. God shows his plans for your life as you read the Bible and listen to him and converse with other true believers in Jesus Christ. He also typically guides you through the circumstances of your life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I know Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. I believe he died in my place for my sins and shortcomings. I invite him as my Savior and Lord. Lord, you are my master. Now, Lord, what shall I do with my life? I know you have a plan for me, and that is why I am still living here on this planet Earth. Lord, I know your plan is far better than my plan. Lord, show me your plan for my life so that I may obey it and bring glory to you. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.